Sui. Now that's Sui. Now that's Sui. Now that's Sui. Now that's Sui.
When you have a piece of bread, you'll calm down. Sui.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Now That's a Read with your host, Vanessa.
And your co-host, Kaya Mack.
How are you, Kaya?
I'm okay. I was just practicing my moves for Beyonce.
Well, yeah, we are going to Beyonce.
We are. In Jesus' name. I was literally like, okay, at this point, I bend down, I turn around at this, I look back.
Hope you don't fall down there.
My knees were hurting.
Yeah.
They were really hurting. I was like, right, at what age do your knees start to hurt when you're bending?
I think this age. I was doing squats the other day at the gym and I was like, oh, this is hurting my left knee.
Yeah, last year they didn't. I remember I was dancing at my friend's bachelorette or whatever, and I was bending over with my knees down. Painless. Yeah. Pain free.
This is the year, I guess, that your knees hurt.
Yeah. It all goes downhill from there.
Well, exactly. Someone at work today, I told him my age and he was like, oh, I thought you were like my age. And I was like, what is your age? And he said 24. I was like, God bless you. God bless you, Fred. Nearly 10 years.
Oh, can you imagine?
Nearly 10 years older than you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what I was doing at 24.
I wasn't doing this sort of job. I was like, is this really what you want to do?
He was looking for jobs.
Yeah, but yeah. I wasn't working like this. I was like,
no, yeah, sorry, 24, you need to be doing that enjoyment. Exactly. Yeah.
Internships. He's got a big job.
Figuring things out.
Yeah. Like, why is your life sorted?
Yeah. So what, by the time you're faithful, what do you want
to
do?
That's what I said to him. He was like, probably retire. I was like, okay, yeah. I can see that for you. Yeah.
So funny.
So imagine doing like this level of work at 24.
Yeah, it's insane. But then maybe he'll retire by 40. So.
Yeah, he said that. But he's like a grown man slash...
Does he look 24?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, good.
But his dress sense doesn't. He dresses like... But I guess it's... I haven't seen him outside of work, so I don't know.
I haven't seen you outside your work clothes.
I'm going to, tomorrow, I'm going to be like, I spoke about you on my podcast. He's going to be like, what?
What podcast? What's the accent? What accent did I just do?
He's Belgian.
Okay, I don't know how to do that accent.
No, I don't
know. Fair enough.
Yeah, he's going to be very happy to hear this. And he plays golf. I'm like, what age are you?
Please? That could be your man.
No.
You played golf the other day.
I only played golf because I was telling him that I was good at golf and he was like, join the golf club.
See?
But it's not like that. It's not like that. The golf club is boring. Oh my God.
Boring. Are you a child? Who says
it's
boring
so
like that?
Boring. We were there for ages.
Oh my God, it's so boring. When's it my turn?
I guess I can't do this anymore.
Wow.
Hot as well.
Wow.
The winter is over in Dubai. Winter's done.
Okay, so it's going to be extremely hot now. To be fair, I came to Dubai around this time last year.
Yeah, it's not extremely hot, but
The nights aren't hot.
No, right now it's fine. When I was coming back from the shop earlier, it was not hot.
What's your favourite meal you've had there so far?
I personally, I don't think the food is that good.
Right.
I really don't. And I don't know if it was you that told me the food was good.
It was me.
Yeah, it's really
food was fantastic.
No, and every single person here agrees with me.
Okay, well, maybe I just had like a good run of food for the few days that I was there.
Cause... Yeah, and I've eaten out a lot. Well, to be honest,
yeah, well, you live there, so you would know more. Exactly.
Food is not good. It's not good, but it's not.
I had like some really nice, I don't know if it was Lebanese or it was fantastic.
I would say that you asked me what is my favorite. There isn't one thing that would be like, this was my
favorite meal.
No.
So what? Why do you think it's not good? What happened to it? Like,
it's not bad. The chefs. It's just like okay, and it's a lot of the same
compared to here.
No, I think the UK has a
more range.
Yeah, maybe because I think like when I think about the restaurants I like in London, Cricket, Kiln, That's not here.
I've never had cricket before, you know.
So good. So when I think about those sort of places, it's not here. I think you can just get the same thing. Like, are you going to have lamb chops, sea bass, foie gras, truffle?
Yeah, but on cricket's menu, I feel like I saw rabbit heart on there once. I was just like, this isn't for me.
I don't know. I didn't see that. But like, I also like a restaurant
heart.
In London.
Something fat, liver and heart.
Fat Pundit. I like that. They don't have that here. Here, actually, I tell you, the best thing I've had has been like a cafeteria, which is basically where the taxi drivers go and eat.
Chips and...
So I had like a paratha there with like some sort of weird meat in
What's
it.
A paratha?
It's like a roti.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah, it was so good. That is the best thing. And that cost me like 2 dirhams. I've had meals here that have cost like 800 and they have not been that
See?
Good. Yeah, exactly.
See? You can't go and put a bit of energy into something that's not even...
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, and this is why I was saying I'm no longer paying for those sorts of meals unless I'm going,
Right.
like, unless someone's paying for me.
Right.
We're going to, like, a basic place. But the problem
Right.
with Dubai is there is not a basic place. Like, I feel like in London, you can get a quick bite, a quick dinner.
Isn't there Vapiano's there?
I haven't seen it. Maybe it's in the mall, but the mall's huge. And
isn't
I
there
don't
Nando's?
go. There's Nando's, but apparently it's not nice.
Enish.
Disgusting.
Enish is definitely there.
Yeah, and Enish is definitely nasty.
Oh, is it?
You're
gosh,
out of 10.
sorry about
Oh,
that.
Sorry. Oh my god. Please, I'm so sorry.
Why are you saying sorry? What are they gonna
Imagine
do?
if they hear
You're allowed
me.
To have an opinion.
Okay, it's not nasty. I would say that it's not like 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 wouldn't recommend.
No, I wouldn't recommend it. But it's nicer than Kiza. Oh, actually. Yeah, it's not, sorry, Kiza is just not nice.
Which one's Kiza?
It's like another African restaurant slash club, but it's really funny because
I think my friends went to that one. I missed that one.
You didn't miss it.
And apparently it was just okay. Yeah,
didn't
yeah,
miss
yeah. The
anything.
food was just
It's
okay.
very 2005 West Africa.
Oh,
With
wow.
The, like, music video playing behind the DJ.
Wow.
It's very, the vibe is given.
Oh, I love music video playing behind the DJ. Let's do that for my birthday.
Reminds me of Cuba.
Oh, I want to do that for my birthday.
Do that for your birthday.
Are you going to be here for my birthday?
I don't, is it? No, it's October. I'll be in Ghana.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, sis. I might even be in Ghana in April.
Well, that will be nice.
That will be very nice. I have like 10 days off for Eid, so I need
Oh, you're
to.
Muslim now. I forgot. Guys, she reverted.
Yeah, so I'll either go to Ghana or
Bismillah.
I'll go to Thailand.
Mashallah.
Mashallah, inshallah.
Thank you.
I say mashallah so much, man.
Yeah, because they say it after everything, apparently.
Literally everything. Someone the other day was like, you're such a good cook, mashallah. I was like, yes, mashallah.
Yes, mashallah, yes.
Before my food starts tasting nasty good.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Thank you. You're so kind.
Thank you, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. Before we get
so,
down
Potomac.
To business, are you happy about Rihanna's pregnancy?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy about the pregnancy.
Yeah.
But did you, well, not happy or unhappy. I'm just like, oh, right, you're pregnant already. Then it made me think maybe she had her baby 2 years ago. But it was literally last year, May.
Yeah, I even had to Google when did Rihanna
have
her
baby.
Yeah, I was
like, how long ago did she have her baby?
Because I don't even know. I don't be knowing dates, you know?
Yeah, I'm not following.
I'm like, I don't know what age people are. But it was literally
last
year, mate.
Yesterday.
And I was like, okay, so we're now in, it's not even a year.
Yeah.
Wow. People just
so they was enjoying. Yeah, they was enjoying a lot.
To be honest, if I was ASAP Rocky and I was dating Rihanna, I would be enjoying
quickly. So yeah, maybe she's just trying to bang them out and then carry on with life.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got a lot of help and support anyway. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said what you didn't enjoy was what? Because I said, are you happy about the
I thought you were going to say the Super Bowl.
The what? I didn't watch the performance. I haven't even seen it. All I've seen.
Oh, I saw it on TikTok. It was cool, but there was, the dancers were doing a lot because obviously she's pregnant, so she couldn't only do so much. Singing was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's been better halftime shows.
Well, Beyonce.
But also, I don't watch NFL. I mean, sis. Even last year was good. Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre.
Oh yeah, that was really good, actually. Yeah. I remember I actually Kendrick. Was up to watch that.
See?
Yeah. That was really good. That was a vibe.
I think I watched it a few times even.
The one I didn't watch was Jennifer Lopez.
Bruno Mars? Oh.
No. I didn't watch Bruno Mars either. Or Jennifer.
I think I watched Bruno's. His was good. Yeah, maybe I'll be on next year's one.
Yeah, could be.
In the crowd.
Oh.
Did you see Blue Ivy asking her dad to take a picture of her? I want to send it to you. Okay, she looks grown. I was like, but isn't this girl 5 years old?
I think she's 13, you know?
She's 11.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, she's 11.
Yeah, she's a
it's the same
girl.
Age as, oh no, she's 2 years older than her cousin North. But the way that they move
Who's
is
North?
if they're...
Northwest is only 9 years old.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, that's what my auntie was like. Oh yeah, and then Kim had her daughter. She looks like 13 or something. I was like, that's definitely 9 year old.
She's nine.
Yeah.
These lot are look what? She's nine.
Yeah, but America's the ringers anyway. They've always been ringers. You know that.
I know, but nine.
Yeah. She's nice too. She now.
Yeah, she is literally 9 years old. That is
she's
a baby.
That's a nice age, you know. Yeah.
But she, yeah,
like
she's
rockabye baby.
Definitely, yeah, she's definitely given. That's like what year four? No.
Yeah.
Year four.
Yeah, year four. The
she's
sick
grown,
year. I love
man.
That year.
She is grown.
Yeah,
you can
she's
go
grown.
Look at what Northwest looks like. Wow. Okay,
you
they're
go,
doing
girl.
too much. Why do you? They're doing too much.
Literally.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Damn, sis. Okay, that was good to know. Thank you for that
Right.
little nugget of information because I did not.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, sorry. Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes. Talk to me.
So I'm still mind blown that Northwest is only 9 years old.
Don't be. I'm blow that mind, baby.
But that's
I'm back
really
to reality.
That's really their vibe because who like.
Of course.
When Kylie Jenner was like 12, she looked like
she
was 27. So
exactly.
And now she's looking a solid 45. So
exactly.
Very mad.
Exactly. It's sad actually, but
well,
you know
that's
how
their
it is,
vibe.
baby.
That's their vibe. I
Yeah,
don't know.
They like to look old.
Yeah, they do. They like looking older.
We
Meanwhile,
like looking
some of us
young.
Are like, oh, you said I look
I look like a
old.
baby.
Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you. And I'm gonna stay like this.
Exactly. Give me one.
Anyway,
OTC
talk to
serum.
Me.
Okay, yeah. So the finale is done now. The episode done.
Yes, baby. So
EUN done.
Basically, what did you think about this week's episode?
The finale. I thought.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit of an anti-climax kind of vibes.
I think so too. The only, I'd say the best part was Candace calling that woman a Sesame Street character again. And I
yeah,
will always
she
find
goes,
it
she had
funny.
A Sesame Street character twinkle in her eye or something
Yeah,
like that.
I always find it funny. I'm sorry. It is
also,
funny.
Ashley is a troll, man. She knows what she's doing. Sis, go away.
What does she do?
She's just like, I want to go and talk to Chris. We're adults. Oh, just leave that man alone.
Leave
we
someone's husband
to
alone.
Exactly.
Oh my God,
and then
go
when you
away.
Are provoking him, you're an antagonist, you're provoking him so that he can come and say something, and then you guys will end up fighting, and then you're like, oh, your man's getting in women's business.
Stay out
That's
of
not
women's
cool.
business,
Exactly.
Patricia.
So yeah.
Yeah, that I didn't like. I liked the Sesame Street character. That made me laugh. I want to forever refer to someone as a Sesame
as
Street
a Sesame
character.
Seed character. Wow.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I did not like that Ashley has a 13,000. I don't know how much they get paid over
What
on
the
Real Housewives
hell?
of Potomac. But
What was that about?
13,000 a month.
Yeah, sorry, it's not that deep. And that house isn't even massive.
That
it's
house
just a
doesn't
normal
look
house.
Like it costs 13,000 a month.
It's not even a mansion.
It's not a mansion.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Oh.
She is going to be working overtime to pay
exactly. Well, no, she's
13,000.
not, because her man's going to be paying for it as well.
She didn't sound like she was going to be paying. It sounded like.
Well, she said 50-50, didn't she?
No, she said he helped her buy it, but this is very much Ashley Darby's
her
property.
deposit. Oh, shit. I thought she said he helped buy it, so which means that she's going to be very much living there, but he will be paying for some of the mortgage.
They bought it in a joint LLC.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but an good
LLC
for them.
Is like a company, like a registered company or a trust.
Okay, so why did they buy it with a joint one so that he could help buy it for her?
Yeah, she probably couldn't afford it.
I mean, maybe,
but why can't she afford it?
Means.
Why
exactly.
Can't she afford it?
She's got a job. This is her job.
This is her job.
She looks good though. She looks so good.
Yeah, like, she looks.
Her
I really
body,
liked
yeah.
her body when they went when she was just with
to
her son.
To lunch
eating.
With her
yeah.
son. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, you go, girl.
Like, you're tight, Ashley.
I wanna go to whatever gym she's been doing TikTok classes.
Yeah, TikTok dances.
Literally.
Wow, Ashley is tight.
Anyway, so yeah, this episode, they are basically the aftermath of the bridal, the bachelorette party. We've got Mia calling Karen a prostitute.
Mia didn't call Karen a prostitute.
I know she didn't. She said, "Is Karen a prostitute?" Yep, it was taken out of context.
Said, so you're saying, she said, so you're saying Karen is
Yeah,
a prostitute.
So you're saying she's a prostitute, right? Then we've got Robin talking about her plans to get married still, which we will talk about a bit more in depth a bit later on. Then we have Wendy. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She's had a lot of filler in her face. I saw a flashback.
I didn't notice.
Yes, exactly. And that's why every week when you come and tell me something, I'm just like, Because they did a flashback from her first season and I was like, rah. Her face has changed. I should screenshot it for you.
Yeah, sure.
Everything's changed. Her mouth shape has changed. She's got like her eyes are like bigger. She had bigger eyes. She had puffier cheeks. And it wasn't because of
so
weight.
So she has puffier cheeks now or she had them before?
No, them before. Bigger eyes. She had obviously laughter lines. She doesn't have that. So everything is just more tight now, obviously, from the Botox and the filler that she has pushed in her face. I hope you're doing a look Wendy before and after.
I'm doing a Wendy first season.
That's it. You'll see the difference. I was like, rah, this is mad.
Let me look for first season because I'm not seeing.
Have a look and you'll see. But yeah.
Oh yeah, so we still her eyes are bitten.
Sis, yeah. I'm gonna find that visual for you.
Okay,
her face is different. Her face is completely different.
She definitely looks
here.
Better. Okay.
Even this picture, I'm gonna show you.
Okay.
To be honest, she looks more like an individual. Does that make sense? Whereas now she looks like everybody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, Wendy.
Wendy has got the hair the same.
Definitely done a nose
as
job as well.
Oh God, babe.
Well, that's your family members.
Yeah, we've got this crazy hairline.
Anyway, yeah. What else happened in that episode? Giselle's getting her fibroids removed. She's sitting with her girls. They didn't really show her girls much this year, but I think that's also fine. That's okay. Mia, nothing.
Well,
I need
Mia,
you to focus.
I am focusing. Mia has now goes to the doctor. Sis, you went to a dermatologist. We thought you had cancer. The dermatologist.
And they told her that she's got a rash.
Sis.
But then, listen, her husband's so funny because he was like, only you thought it was life-threatening. I was thinking, you can't beat her up on camera. You need to support her. And she was like, yeah, well, you know, this has changed my life. And he goes, no, but that was just you because we all knew that you were fine.
So it went from
having cancer to lymph nodes to cancer in the blood to not knowing what it could be to having a normal rash. And then there's like, but we're going to run all the tests. I was thinking, please.
What test? This lady has
There's no test to run because nothing's going to come up. Nothing's going to come up. So funny.
Do you know
losers.
What, though? I've decided that Mia just cracks me up. Because she doesn't care. She's like, oh, I'm just going to lie. Why do you keep lying?
Yeah. She's
Why?
A liar.
The lying
she's
is
a liar.
But it's
she's
funny.
A liar.
She's such a liar. She's so funny. So yeah, that was the episode. Oh, and Candice had her party where she unveiled her new music video with Trina, the boss chick.
Is that what you call Trina?
Trina, the baddest bitch. That's what Trina calls
herself. Did you like what Candice is wearing?
In the video or at the
party? No, at the party launch.
What was she wearing? Like a black...
So she had like a black... Yeah, exactly. But it wasn't matching. It was like the top half had holes in it, black, mm-hmm. and the bottom half was like a lacy black. I was just like, why don't you just get a matching outfit? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. That's why Americans get it wrong all the time. Anyway,
I don't remember.
So she had that there. But let's talk about Robin. Let's just talk about Robin.
All right, yeah. Let's cut to the chat. Oh, what about? And then we'll come back to Karen. Also, Karen is so funny. I'm launching a 4-week
candle. One sec, Vanessa. Sorry. No, sorry. Mom is making up noise calling Billy and I don't want it to catch. Tell her I'm not coming to eat now and I'm recording. It's 6:30, it's not dinner time. My mom is mad. My mom's insane. Go on. Action.
Okay, so yeah, Karen's 4-week candle. How many more wicks, man? But to be honest, I'll buy it.
No, you wouldn't, because you want your candle to last. But it's burning in 2 days because of the 4 wicks.
I don't know if that's true, though, because right now I have a 3-wick candle.
What's the point of having the wicks?
I think it covers a larger like spatial area with the scent, because my 3-wick candle has been going for ages.
I think it burns more because I've got two, and my candle is literally at its last legs, screaming.
Your 4-wick candle,
my 2-wick.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. My 3-wick candle has been burning for like maybe a month now, and I light it.
I'm saying if I had one, it would last longer than my two.
Oh, do you think so? I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it's just one.
I don't know.
So it's not burning from two ends at the same time.
We need to Google this, but now's not the time. No, we don't. But yeah, I'm going to Google it just to make sure. But now's not the time. But yeah, that's what Karen was doing, launching her 4-wick La Dame candle.
Crazy.
For her.
Brazy.
Okay, let's talk about Robin. Robin, I don't believe that they were ever going to get married in Jamaica, full stop.
I still don't even think they're married. Who did they get married to? Who was at the wedding at the end? Was it just her sons and her mum and dad? Because
There were other people, but why?
I heard noise, but I didn't see them.
There were other people, but why? Yeah. But none of those other people, Giselle, your good friend.
Maybe she was there, but they just didn't show her.
Nah, they would have shown her if she was there.
Well, we'll find out at the reunion, won't we? But why yeah, I just think...
So as we probably all know now, since the filming of this episode, Robin, I actually think they need to fire her because she's not doing her job. She's actually doing the opposite of
her. No, they shouldn't fire her. I like her there because I like cussing her.
No, her job is to come on this show and show her life and then get paid for it. You came on the show, told lies, the show ended, and you decided to charge people
to tell information.
No, we already paid to watch your show. You're getting paid.
Right. But then how much do you think she charged people?
Oh, I saw it on TikTok. It's like $10 for their to pay.
$10? So is that what she thinks her worth is then?
Because I don't know how Patreon works, but it's a subscription.
But that's what I'm saying. For whatever she gets yearly or for per season, she was happily to give the information off for $10.
I don't think it was the money. I think it was, I'm not coming to tell
the information
on national TV for you lot, Karen.
Yeah, to laugh at me.
To laugh at me.
Yeah.
But then they all already knew anyway. So like,
why? Exactly. So why did you withheld that? Exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, I love Andy for being like, you're not. And, you know, she didn't even talk about it at the reunion. She waited till after the reunion to come and talk about this. So that's why Andy had to do a special.
Oh, yeah, that's why he called her on. Watch What Happens Live. Oh, no, I really was hoping it was at the reunion. No,
it's not
at
the reunion. It's afterwards on Watch What Happens Live. He came to ask her all these questions.
He was Rex.
Of course. You're not letting him
come on.
Exactly. You've got explaining to do, Robin.
Also, she did. Don't you think she looked a bit embarrassed?
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, completely. She was like, and he goes, "This doesn't make sense." She goes, "Oh, I thought that too." It's like, sis.
Okay, let's set the scene in context. Robin is saying, so this girl came out to say that she wanted to meet Juan,
right?
And so she met him in this hotel. She came from Canada, met him in the hotel. Robin is saying that's not the case. This girl came to meet some other NBA or whatever
NFL player. Yeah.
Forgot her credit card, or the credit card got stolen, whatever. So Juan came to the hotel, put down his credit card, and paid for her, and then left.
Yep.
Come on, be
some nonsense
fucking for real.
Someone that you was chatting with on Instagram, yeah, has come from Canada to Maryland. There's so many ways to get money. You do not need to call a random guy that you're not talking to, you've spoken to once. Do you know how insane that is? Yeah. And where's your NFL player? Call him to come and take you out, because he's the person that you come to see and date.
She called the person who invited her there, Juan Dixon.
Yeah. No, she didn't call anyone. It was arranged. They were staying at that hotel together. I wish we could do MI5 and get cameras and detectives to watch both of them walk into that bedroom together.
Exactly. But I don't know.
Robin.
Why would you even?
You are mad. This? Yeah, she doesn't know. Okay, she doesn't.
Right, she doesn't.
She can't. Because I know. I thought it was crazy too. I thought, and that's why she was so adamant about the prenup and the cheating thing, because he had.
So why are you married? You know why she's marrying him. This is the energy of
why is she I've though?
Been, I've been. This is the only person I've ever been with. So I don't know who.
So I don't know anything better. Yeah. No, there's so much better out there. It's literally anyway.
But Robin, you're embarrassing. She has been calling out Karen, saying that Karen sleeps with people in Vegas.
Yeah, but her man knows.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Or whatever their situation is.
Yeah, there's a set different setup. Yep, and it's fine.
It all makes sense now why Juan was so angry when she.
I told you exactly.
Because he was like, "We have spoken about this. You know the tea.
You know the deal. I cheated. We apologize. But now we're calling me to do that." Exactly.
But that's why I'm like, you know how weird that is? Why did she?
Why would you call him? Why would you call him?
When you know the truth. It was a very strange, strange thing to do.
Incredibly strange. She was acting like a child, actually.
I really like wonder a secondary why school she decided child. To call him.
Because she felt
mind,
embarrassed,
none of us
and so she
knew any of this. At the time.
Yeah, so she didn't even need to call him. Yeah, she'd be like, whatever. Oh well, I don't. Just like, okay, well, thanks for that information. Next,
I'm not.
Yeah, she's mad.
And I'm not fit. Also, Giselle, please. So, like, I listen.
And that Steve guy.
Who is Steve? Oh, Giselle's boyfriend that she's seeing. I like him for her.
Me too. Are they together though?
No, because at the end it said on the credits, it was like Giselle has been dating some young person. I don't know.
Oh, she dropped that. Oh, actually, she said it in the reunion trailer as well. I heard, actually. Oh, well then.
Oh, well, yeah.
She's got many suitors, apparently, so.
Well, she is a beautiful woman. You don't think so, but.
No, it's not that I don't think she's beautiful. I just don't know how she dresses, so that just shadows over anything else, basically.
I love her daughters, though.
Her daughters are jokes.
They
need help.
They are so funny.
They're like, your uterus? So how do you go toilet? How do you pee? She's like, huh? He's like, I don't know what they're teaching you in schools. They're not. That's the problem.
Mm-mm. No, they are not.
Ooh. Yeah, literally. That's the problem. Also, Mia and Wendy, do you think Mia just wanted to be Wendy's friend and that's why she was doing that? Or I don't understand why she was so against Wendy and then now they're like best friends.
I think Mia's just literally
she's
here
crazy
to make TV. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she'll lie.
Her own best friend.
Yeah. Like, Jacqueline.
I don't care. Jacqueline, you gotta go.
You didn't make the cut. Jackie.
Mia
you didn't
is
make
here
the cut.
To, for a TV show. So
yeah, she's here for a long time.
Oh, do I need to lie? Okay, I'll lie.
Okay.
Oh, do I need to throw a drink?
And then she'll apologize. Okay. She'll be like, oh, I lied. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
She went and told people that Wendy said that I want to eat your butts. Meanwhile, Mia, you
it was
are
the one
that
said
that.
Vanessa.
Tell me.
Why were they all showing each other their vaginas? I don't understand.
I was watching this.
Have you done that when you're drunk?
Why would I do this?
Exactly.
Do you know how many girls' trips, girlfriends I have? And I've never thought, do you know what
this
I
is
need
what
to
I
do
thought.
Right now? Let me go and
check. I thought exactly. I went to a girls' school. I've gone girls' trips. I've been very, very drunk. I've been incredibly drunk. And never in my mind has it crossed for me to show my vagina to my friends.
Why would
or
I?
Or wanted to see any of my friends' vaginas.
And I'm now thinking, if one of my friends decided to do it to me, I'll be like, what?
Are you okay?
Babe, please don't.
Also, I'll be like, you're a creep, bro. Because you're a predator. I'll be like, you're a predator. You're not my friend, you're a predator. Because why are you showing me this? Consent, bro.
I would just be so confused. Like, why? I don't think
that's
what you need to do. Also, their grown age. I'm sorry. Not
you are
age,
50
they
and
will
you're
be
out
ages,
here.
But you're so old. This is not
to
what
be
you
doing
need to be doing at your age.
Yeah. Totally.
Very, very weird.
Very strange dynamic there. And then Karen apparently is just out in the streets having fun.
Do you believe that though? So do you believe? So the tea is that Karen and Ray have some sort of
I agree. I think
whereby Karen's allowed to like sleep with other people or do whatever. So essentially, they have an open relationship.
And her guy is her regular guy is the blue eyes guy.
I'm not saying it's not true, but I just think she would do it more further afield. But they also said other crazy things about Karen, like she got her license revoked.
For what?
I don't know. She was in rehab, but I don't think those things
that's dramatic.
I don't think those things are a lie though, because she didn't refute any of
that. She didn't deny it. She just said, I'm not gonna talk about this.
Yeah, so which makes me think
rehab for what?
Well,
Maybe that's why Charisse, I mean, as annoying as she is, they're probably just like, oh, Karen, you're fake. You're trying to perceive this type of
Meanwhile,
person.
We all know that you're actually out here in rehab.
Getting drunk and having sex left and right.
Poor Ray. But do you know what?
Look, poor Ray. In life, we make choices.
Yeah, he had her for when she was young for a good while.
Yeah, in life, we make choices. He knew what he was doing.
What makes me laugh as well, Karen's like, I am a mother and I am an ambassador of Surrey County.
Like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means nothing, in
fact. I will not address this. I love Karen is my favorite
housewife.
Yeah, she's
very funny. Yeah. Because I feel like she even stands alone. She doesn't need to be any of their friends. Alliances, allegiances. She doesn't. And that's fine. And she gets on with it. She's like, please, I'd rather be doing business deals than going to a bachelorette party.
Ready
I hear
to
that.
Launch a Sixwick. You get it,
can you
girl?
Imagine?
Launch it.
Sixwick.
I'm going to buy it.
No, you're not. Please don't.
I would love to buy it, though. I want to support her. She's an ambassador of Surrey County and she's a mother.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I want to support her.
Oh,
that was
her.
So
anyway, she looks great.
She looks amazing. I don't want to see Charisse on my screen ever again. I'm
so dry and so slow. She just moves slow.
She does, and she speaks slowly as well. I'm over Charisse.
Yeah,
but you know what I like? Candace.
What do you like?
If you got a problem, I
like.
Oh,
do you know what? The same as Giselle. Giselle was like, I couldn't sing it back to you. Same.
Giselle's a hater though.
She's a 1,000,000% a hater.
Yeah, I actually
She's a definite
went to
hater.
Go and look it up because I like her song. You make me want to drive back.
And then Mia was like, oh, they're definitely better than the car park or car lot. I was like, true. She's like, the budget definitely went up on this one. You went from having us to having Trina.
Exactly. Do you know what?
Ashley was like, her visuals are on point. Are they?
I don't know. I haven't seen the video.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the song you downloaded when you played this. We haven't watched the video.
I don't really watch music videos. I just went on Spotify to listen
to it. Interesting.
I'm happy for Candace. Candace is very multifaceted, right? She has an MBA. She has a wig line. She's a singer.
Can you hear yourself? A wig line? Is that multifaceted?
Yeah. She owns...
Or it's just...
She has an
No
MBA,
comment.
a wig line. She's a singer.
Good for her MBA.
And she's on a reality TV show.
Shut up about reality TV show.
It's a full
time. Is that a talent?
Job. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said
that
she's
talent?
Multifaceted.
Okay. So is everyone.
No.
The things that you just mentioned are like saying Karen is an ambassador and she's a mom. It's just like
those two things. She doesn't have the
okay,
MBA.
And she's on a reality. She's on a reality TV show, and she has a candle business. It's exactly the same.
No, Candice has got a different vibe to it. Candice is like, you know what? I'm gonna get my MBA whilst doing a music video, whilst being on this show, whilst doing my wig line.
Sister, bye. I'm gonna do my degree whilst doing a music video.
Whilst doing getting her eggs, whatever she did to her
frozen.
Eggs frozen.
Whilst my husband is getting accused of touching people.
That's a lot.
Can you imagine?
Let me message her.
Dumb. Apparently Monique says she's had enough of reality TV and is not doing these type of shows anymore.
What is she up to?
I don't know. She just said, I want to show my reality, but these lots don't want to show my reality where they cut things out. So I'm packing it in.
But after this, what did she even do?
She did another show. I can't remember what it's called, but she did another show. Yeah, her and her husband.
So I
interesting.
Think, yeah, so then, do you know what? It's not, we don't have to see it. We got the point. You went out on a bang, Monique. Don't worry.
She really did.
She really did. After calling someone Pastor Holy Whore.
Is that what she called someone?
Yeah, she called Giselle's ex-husband Pastor Holy Whore and set it up nicely for Karen to say, is Jamal coming, Giselle?
Karen's so good with that shade. Thou. What did she say?
Thou without a man.
Yeah, so this week's episode, they're in the Bahamas, actually. And a quick run through, we've got Alexia and Adrian talking about their friendship. We've got Adrian talking about Alexia's relationship with Marisol and how they've kind of changed from when their friendship first began over the years. Julia is talking about adopting a baby still. Gertie's not talking about anything. Nicole is talking about, I said this to you beforehand, how she got like a strain in her neck when she was giving head to her fiance husband. And then we've got, who else is there? Lenny. Nope, sorry, I better take a shot. Mm-hmm. Larsa and Lenny. Still
Larsa
going through
yes,
not like Lisa
yes.
Going through her issues. Larsa and her braids, her awful, awful, awful braids. And then I think that's it.
Okay, fine, but let's really get into it because I cannot look at Larsa with that hair. Why?
What the hell?
And don't say I've been braiding my hair on vacation since.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't. And even if you have,
yeah. And she said I'm from Morocco. So what does that mean? What does that mean? I'm Moroccan on my mom's side.
My grandparent is Moroccan. Okay. Okay. Okay.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
And
okay.
And
the grass is green. What?
Okay.
Yeah, and water is wet. What?
Those braids. Those braids were horrendous.
Is she trying to say because Morocco's in Africa that she can have in a close
look
proximity
let me tell you,
to West Africans who came with their hair? What does that mean?
I don't care about white people getting braids because of cultural appropriation. Don't
right.
get braids,
but when
it
it's shit braids,
nice.
It doesn't look
it's
good.
The reason why you don't need to get it?
It doesn't look
it
good.
Doesn't
and she
look
had
good.
Black people. She had kinky hair. Did you
she
see that haircut?
Yeah.
Curl
do you know she
that she
even,
had?
She did not
she
have
had,
knotless braids. She had a big old knot at the.
She had 2017 braids. Thank you. She didn't use the right hair. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of black person's hair that she was putting in her hair. Yeah. Did you hear Gertie? She was like, there are two different situations going on, two different worlds.
Exactly.
I was like, yep, they definitely are. Because even Gertie's was a wig, but it looked good
down. Exactly. I don't, sorry, I had to just jump straight into this braids because it was just shocking to me. No,
thank God, praise you.
Why? Why did you get, do you know what? The thing about Lasserit is you have this insane body and then you decided to get these braids and now speaking in this weird accent.
Yeah.
So much plastic surgery.
You look like a clown.
Lasserit, you're not giving.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're not giving. She's mad.
She is.
She's absolutely mad.
But those
that was probably the funniest thing on the show.
I don't even know if it was funny or just sending me off the edge, sending me off the deep end. What is that? What? Why did you do that? Why?
Off the cliff.
Sorry, but of all the shocking things that happened, I think the braids were the worst.
That was the most shocking thing that's happened this season, I think. Worse than any cheating. Yeah.
Sorry, that braids. But yeah. That braids. Anyway, we start the episode. They're all packing for the Bahamas. Frankie, my baby, mi vida. I love Frankie.
He's like losing weight as well. Like he just looks really nice. And
Alexa takes such good care of him.
She does. She's very sweet. His papa, his heart.
Yeah, my puppy is my heart. Oh my God.
My love. He's like, I'm going to whoop your ass, my love.
Oh my God. It was so.
He said, his dad, when he said, play basketball. I'm going to whoop you, my love. I'm going to start doing that. Like, I'm going to crush you at the game, my boo. Yeah, I'm going to whoop your ass.
I love
my lover. He's very cute. So the holiday, well, the first few days seemed like quite positive. They went to do that little water slide.
Oh, but
so I do like Alexia and I do like Marisol. Don't
forget that they went to Adriana and Julia went to the Brujeria.
I don't know. The
Brujeria is a witch.
Yeah, the
Botanica is like
the herbal witch place.
Yeah. To get like little gifts and trinkets for the girls.
Yeah, good energy trinket, good energy vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. Then
it's interesting how on the trip they split into those groups that they've now formed. So it was Alexia.
What went, right?
Alexia.
Kiki.
Not Gertie.
Nicole.
And
Gertie was with them.
Was Gertie with them?
Yeah, Gertie was with them.
Okay, yep. And then the other half is Adriana, Larsa, Lisa, and Julia.
Yeah. Maybe because those are the ones that don't want to get their hair wet.
Yeah, Larsa doesn't want to get her
braids wet. Yeah. Her full C. And braids wet.
She doesn't want to do that.
Okay, no.
Kinky.
Tell her she'll be all right. Kinky. She just doesn't know, innit? Yeah. She doesn't. Yeah, in fact, she got bloody kinky twist. That's what she got. Yeah. What kind of nonsense? Anyway. Yeah, but I guess those are the ones that wanted. That's why they're calling them the Golden Girls because they're just being boring. But I would have been in the water doing that with them, not.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm not going. I've there come to enjoy. There.
And then I'll get a massage. I don't need to. I could do both. Everything
all at once. Yeah. You're like, it's fine. Yeah. But then I'm thinking maybe they just like. Also, I know this wanted sounds
to split the group up and do like different conversations.
Purposes. Yeah,
exactly. You can't. I know it sounds
harsh. But I don't know how long I could listen to the Lenny and Lisa talk for.
Boom. So they had to basically take a shot every time they say Lenny's name.
Exactly. Meanwhile,
and she said it seven times.
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
I was actually going to refer it to myself and be like, oh, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say
it. I want
to
hear it.
I will have to tell you offline.
Okay, they're listening.
Listen, exactly.
The government is listening.
Not the government, just the person I wanted to be like, oh, I can relate because I can't hear this same story 10 million times, but...
Right. Oh, who's that? That sounds juicy.
Girls.
Have you ever felt that like that about me, that I've told you something too many times?
No, because we talk every day about something different and then we talk about the same. But we also do both talk about the same thing all the time, which is that everything's the ghetto.
It's the ghetto.
Yeah.
But we like that, right? Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I want to go home and then I'll come off this and then you'll be like, oh, Kaya just keeps talking about the same thing as the ghetto. And I'm like, oh, shit.
No, but it is the ghetto. Is it the ghetto? I don't know. Is it? Okay. Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But when you find like,
piece.
Yeah,
I wanted one of those little trinkets. I wish Julia got me a piece, crystal. That's what I'm looking for. But then
someone will really come and disturb your peace, because I was in like a good flow, and then I disturbed my own peace by being like, I need to go on X amount of dates because I'm not paying for myself anymore. Then this disturbed me.
Yeah, but who disturbed your flow? You or them people? Yeah,
me.
Right, exactly.
That's what I said. I was like, I came to disturb myself.
So do you think that you're at peace now that you've decided that it's the go?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm like, oh my God, everyone is mad. I'm the only sane one. I'm back. And now, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going anywhere with anyone. I pay for myself. Can't bothered.
Yeah. I mean, also summertime in the UK, spring, summer, that's when like more people go out and you just meet more people.
But I'm not there. I'm not in the UK.
You're going to be here for a bit in June.
Yeah, I'll be there 2 weeks in June. But I'm really just there to see you. Like,
anything could happen. I know, babes. Anyway,
this is really just a glimpse into our conversations, so it's very funny.
It is. I enjoyed watching this episode. Like I was saying, I like Marisol and I like Alexia, but maybe Adrian is right, but then also Adrian is also annoying too, so.
Yeah, I agree. I think Marisol and Alexia, but I think that's like any friends.
Best friends. Yeah, they just got each other's back. Exactly.
Because I even think if me and you were to go some, like, let's say you came to visit me here.
Mm-hmm.
Our jokes and banter, and like we were out with my friends.
Yeah, here, it's okay? Annoying. It would be annoying.
I always
be
think
giggling in the corner and people are going to be behind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I always think this about me and Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
I always think
and people are looking at you so like, why are you hugging and holding hands and giggling and slow walking
making
and looking
stupid
in each other's
faces
eyes?
It's <Exactly. laughs> doing noises. Like, right. Flicking. Exactly. Moving
the head.
Exactly. I always think this must be so annoying for anyone.
For anyone who's not your friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. I really get it.
That's so funny.
Because we really do communicate in head movements.
In gestures.
Exactly.
Yeah, mannerisms. Exactly. And you both get each other as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Have a whole conversation with head movements and hand gestures and noises. We need help. The two of us.
Fair enough. But then, yeah, so she's like, Alexia was saying to Adrian, like, oh, you just was so... like, oh, Julia, and it didn't give us the space to, like, be around you. Okay, so she said that this guy, Adrian said that this guy that hasn't spoken to her has been MIA for 3 weeks since Nicole's
I can relate, sis.
What happened? Where have you been? Right, yeah, and then they're like, oh, maybe it's because of the friends that she's
it's not because of that, it's because he's not interested.
It's because he's probably married.
But I thought we found out that he wasn't
married. He's not married. It's because he's not interested. He doesn't care. If your friends are like that, then nothing will put a guy off. Sorry.
Exactly.
They like you. And also, we know that now, don't we? We found that out last summer through your friend brother. That's it. He said that a guy will be
with ourselves.
Right. Basically, a guy would be with you whatever the weather.
Basically, he was like, he could be dying on his deathbed.
Yeah, there's no excuse. Yeah. I believe that.
I forgot about that.
Don't forget. I hope you think about it when you're going to bed as well.
Thank you. That's what you thought. Yeah. Those are the thoughts you want me to go
positive
to bed
for.
With.
It's just with affirmations. It's a reminder of who you are and what not to settle for. Do you know what I mean?
Or worrying about a text back. I don't accept anything, to be honest. I'm mad. To go and ask someone if they like someone in their braids. So, like, I'm completely
There you go. So what else happened this episode?
We really got sidetracked by our own tea. So they split up in they're in these two groups and they're on the vacation. Mm-hmm. Then Lisa arrives, but really, so what happens is, not Marisol, Adriana gives them all those gifts that they got from the Botanica.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm speaking like I'm from Cuba, like
Stop
them.
It.
I need to relax.
Stop it. Yeah, I'm stuck in Cuba as well.
They got it from the Botanica. And Alexia is immediately like, some one of you that put the evil
is
eye.
That the heck? Yeah, why did she? That was like, what? She goes, I knew she would think it was me that thought, I knew she'd think it was me saying, blaming her for making her sick. And it's just like, okay, so why did you say it? I don't know. These dots are just a bit dramatic.
Alexia's like, no, you went to a Botanica?
She's like, I believe in those things, you know? Like,
really,
this is real life. Yeah,
really
superstitious. And then Larsa goes back and forth telling, do you know what it is? Larsa has a big old juicy storyline about dating Michael Jordan's son, but instead she just wants to go and put herself in other people's business. Come like Robin.
But I'm wondering if she's dating Michael Jordan's son at this point.
I think so. Why not?
Because remember a few episodes ago.
No, you are on... because Nicole said like dating Michael. She said it in the confessional. I know confessionals are done after the fact,
okay,
but she
okay.
said it in the confessional last week. Yeah. Yeah. She said it.
Well, they're all so, telling. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. You're right. Just coming at Robin.
Yeah. Just in the stirring pots. And it's not even fun. She's not even a fun pot stirrer like thou with no man. Down, you know what I mean? Karen's lit. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, Kenya, shady. But Lars's shade isn't even funny.
No, it's not funny. It's not. Lars comes with not funny.
She's not funny.
Mm-mm.
She's not funny at all.
She's not.
Yeah.
So Alexia is already like, oh, I'm not feeling this. I don't want anything that you lot got from the Botanica.
Yeah.
Why are you even going to the Botanica? And she says she thinks that is why Marisol is in here. But then Alexia and Adriana use this as like an, oh, wait, let me just come back.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, Dr. Nicole said that, so they're playing a game.
Yes, I was going to say that.
So, right, yeah, Dr. Nicole said that she threw her neck out. What's that? So she what? She clicked her neck from...
She threw her neck while she was... giving her fiance oral sex. I guess she was just a bit too stiff. Yeah, working hard for who? Just relax, take time, let yourself. Please. This is supposed to be pleasure, not pain.
Well, it was pleasure for some and pain for
her. And pain for others. Yeah, she's definitely in pain. I like that game though. And I didn't know what, I didn't think Adrian, what was it? Double pleasure. It's not that deep.
Say it.
When Julia was like, what does DP mean? What does DP mean?
And it was what?
Double pleasure.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, when you said it. She said it reminds, it D rhymes with trouble.
Double.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then I think, but double pleasure must be, okay. This is not child friendly, so we can end it there.
Yeah.
But
I was even going to Google it.
Yeah, I mean, they said Google it, but not on your work computer. So as long as you're not on your work computer, that's fine.
And I'm not even getting what it's getting.
I'm going to do it.
Telling me,
and I'll tell you. And then I'll text you it. And then if you want to, say it, then you can.
Domestic part. Yeah. Oh, okay, I know what it is.
What is it?
Oh, I mean, you're going to edit it, so you decide.
No, okay. I don't want to. All right, fine. But anyway,
those who know.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that game was fun, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I like things like that. Truth or drink. I did one, actually, over New Year's.
Uh-huh.
I did truth or drink. That's it. That's the end of the story.
Okay, right. Yeah. And that's that on that.
It was fun, though. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
So Adriana's... Go ahead.
No, say it.
I was just going to say, Adriana's using this opportunity with Marisol not here to like reconnect with Alexia. And she's saying she doesn't know where it went wrong because she was a bridesmaid in her wedding. And she kind of
feels like I was really close to you.
Yeah, grown apart. But the Alexia saying she doesn't even know what's going on in Adriana's life. And Adriana's like, well, it's because you're not interested.
Right. And that's true. But also sometimes friendships don't always last forever, you know?
Mm-mm, that's true.
But maybe they can work things out. Maybe they won't. These lots are nearly 60 though, so they need to, you know.
I want to be wearing this bikini when I'm 60.
I thought they looked so nice.
So good. Like that image of them all walking,
Oh,
Dr.
on there,
Nicole's. Dr.
yeah.
Nicole's body's nice.
Yeah, I was
Really
just like, I want to be
nice.
in this with
It's
the water.
tight.
It's just on my breast and
Yeah.
going
I
down
was
the
watching, like,
slide.
oh God, I want to have fun, man.
I've been Vanessa. I've literally this morning I woke up. I was like, I just need an all-inclusive holiday with like
Yep.
an infinity pool,
Kaya, this
just
is
sitting there.
me.
Literally, I don't even need to leave the hotel. I
Yeah.
want my pool, and then I want the beach front, and I want to walk back to, and we'll have like a chef that does different foods every day,
Yep. Yeah.
and I'm just feeling free and
You
pretty
know
and.
when you go on holiday, the best like feeling is when you've gone to the beach or like gone somewhere and you've just been hot and you come back,
And you
shower and
shower and you're
re-get
like,
ready and you're
cool.
like, okay, cool, I'm ready for the evening. That
Wow.
like moment, those like hours are beautiful.
Oh,
So
refreshing.
nice. Or even when you're like a bit sticky from the heat, but not sticky in a
Yeah.
nasty way, just like in a
Yeah.
little, I've got a glow. I was like,
Yeah.
gosh, I want to have
I
fun.
want a holiday
I
so
want a
badly.
holiday. I was even
Yeah,
at
a
the beach
holiday.
thinking this. I was at the beach on Sunday,
You,
like, oh my God, I wanted this is
your
not.
where you live is a holiday.
No, for some people, but when you do this sort of work, sis, it's the
Yeah, it's
very
not a
much the
holiday.
opposite.
Yeah.
Very, very
Yeah, I just
much the
want that.
opposite.
I was thinking like maybe like Mauritius or like Bali or just like,
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
just
gonna go
eating
to
like, no,
Thailand,
I wake
man.
up and there's like lots of fruit and like
Yeah.
pastries.
We deserve. What is this life?
I just need
What
it
is
in my
it?
body.
What is it though? I
I
was
don't,
at
I
work
can't tell
today,
you.
just like, what? I honestly took a moment. I
That's
was
how I
doing
felt this
something, but I
morning.
wasn't even doing anything hard or that I didn't find interesting. I was like writing a speech and I
Yeah.
was like, what is this? What? And I just started looking
Right.
around me and looking at everyone and I was like, what are we all
How am
doing?
I here?
Why did we
Yeah.
all, how is
Decide to
this?
live our
What,
lives like
why are we
this.
doing
Yeah.
this? Why?
Yeah.
And then I asked the guy who's 24, I was like, why are you doing this? Well, like, you're so young. And he's like, this is what I want to do. And I was like, why? You're 24. Then I was like, why are we all here? It was, I was having like a real kind of like existential crisis moment. Like, what is
Yep.
going on? What is
Yep.
going on? I'm having like an out of
Yep.
body experience, looking at myself, the girl next to
Yep.
me, the guy opposite me, thinking about the fact that
Yep.
someone pushed me out the door and then I had to come for her. I was like, what is
Can
going
you
on?
imagine?
What is going on? And that's when I thought, okay, the day's done. I'm going home.
Yeah, time to go.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
because this
I'm
is too
gonna start
much.
finding someone.
Yeah, this
Yeah.
is too much.
This isn't my destiny, bro.
But then people are all, there's no one I can think of that is just like permanently on holiday. I don't know. Can you?
What?
Who is permanently on holiday? No one,
I
right?
don't know.
No one.
Yeah, rich people. These lots are. They're always in the Bahamas or something.
True, true,
Oh,
true.
we went on that holiday. It didn't work out. So let's just book another one. What?
That
Wow. Do you know what I'm
holiday is
saying?
shit.
Oh, it
It's
didn't
just
work
going
out as planned.
haywire.
So let's book another one in 2 weeks. Okay.
God, what is life, man? What is it? What is life? I don't know. I don't know. Someone tell me. If you know, WhatsApp me. Because, sis, I don't know. So yeah, the end of the episode, just as they are Alexia and Adriana are
Having a moment.
yeah, what do you see?
Marisol.
Marisol pops up. So she's COVID free and thriving and ready
Yeah.
to be nothing
Party.
but a nuisance
I
to
feel like she only
Adriana.
missed a day or two. Not
Yeah.
even that. So she might as well just gone.
Exactly. But
Maybe
if
she
she
had to
was
wait for her
tested,
COVID test to be
yeah,
clear. Yeah,
exactly.
exactly.
So next episode, I think Adriana is going to say something crazy about Frankie.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And obviously, Alexia will finish her
Yeah,
because she's
because
not going to
Frankie's an
have it.
angel.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Can't be coming for my boy,
I don't know
Franks.
why
You hear
she would
me?
say that.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Such a really like out of line thing to say, but well, let's wait till next
We'll
week so
wait
we
and
can
see.
truly
Yeah,
judge.
but also, these lots like to just say things sometimes and not have any, feel like they might not have any consequence, or they just blurt it out without thinking. black children. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's us for the week. So Valentine's Day tomorrow, when I guess this episode will be released. What are your plans?
My plan is to text you about how you're my Valentine.
Oh, babe. My plan is to receive that text about.
Thank you. You better text back.
I'll text it back and be like, "You're my Valentine."
Oh no, you're my Valentine.
No, you're my Valentine.
No plans. I think I'm gonna just go to the shops quickly. I bought headphones, so I need to go and collect them.
What ones did you get? Then, Apple ones.
Just Sony ones. No, don't be silly. And then I've got a bit of work to do, and I've got an application that I want to send off. I think that's it. No Valentine's Day loving for me.
Cute.
Yep.
Well,
great. Right. I did some sage though, just before we had this conversation. I just wanted to like bless my room. I did it at the beginning of the year, but I just felt like I need to. There's been bad vibes happening, so I just needed to
sage. Did you go to the Botanica?
I went to the Botanica.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good,
so we'll see. It generally works. I'll tell you this.
Tell me.
In fact, I won't. I'll tell you after.
Okay,
but it generally works.
I'm going to stop recording.
Thank you.
Tune in next week for another episode of Now That's a Read, and I'm going to get the tea from Gaia.
Thank you. See you later.
See you.